W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli strike on a southern Lebanese apartment building has killed 18 people this morning. That following an attack on an IDF base in northern Israel. ABC's Jordana Miller has details.
Four Israeli soldiers were killed and more than 60 others wounded in a devastating Hezbollah drone strike. The Israeli army says the undetected drone hit a military base in central Israel. Dozens of soldiers had just entered the dining hall when the drone struck there without sirens, without warning.
There was also an Israeli missile strike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza that killed four people and left dozens of others severely burned when the tents they were living in caught fire. Jury selection begins today in the murder case of a man charged with killing two young teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana in 2017. President Biden visited the coast of Florida over the weekend, promising more than $600 million more in federal dollars to those hurt by Hurricane Milton. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After an hours-long standoff, police in Menasha, with help from Winnebago County SWAT and canine officers, took a man into custody Sunday afternoon. A press release said police were called to the business on Appleton Road just after 7:30 Sunday morning. When they arrived, they found broken glass and an uncooperative man armed with a large samurai sword. A 34-year-old man was arrested and referred to the district attorney's office on charges. The Green Bay Area Public School District is ready to present a balanced $311 million budget to the Board of Education today. A press release from the district says if the referendum on the ballot in November passes, the mill rate is projected to be $7.65 per $1,000 of fair market value, which is a decrease from $8.26. A public hearing on the budget will be held October 28th before the district votes on it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We had a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and sound like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but you know, lost a takeaway battle 3-1. Hard way to go. A lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower, even a thunder shower possible here this afternoon. Our high today, 52, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, our low 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And if you're just joining us, President Barack Obama met with a group of African-American males and kind of admonished them for saying that they weren't going to be voting for Kamala Harris. They are not alone. There appears to be an undercurrent of many African-American males who feel like they are not getting anything from the Democratic Party and that their lives have not changed. These are much younger men than I am, and they feel like it is a major struggle in this country for them to even get a fair shot. And so their response is, and I don't agree with it, but they have every right to feel the way they feel, is that, you know, they're not going to vote for the Democrats. And it's a major concern now because Barack Obama has come out. I'm going to be joined at 9:30 by Congressman Gregory Meeks to talk about this. And in response, in a short period of time, the Harris-Walz campaign has come up with a plan to address the needs of African-American males. Vice President Harris releases opportunity agenda for Black men as part of Harris-Walz comprehensive push to continue engaging Black voters. This is a serious affront to the Harris-Walz campaign. And so tomorrow I'm going to be joined in studio by Reggie Jackson, along with Sandy Williams, as we delve deeper into this. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Well, hi, Earl. I had originally called so I could get in with your interview of the guy that was running for Congress in the 5th District. I was to give him some ammunition. I don't know if you remember that con artist, congressman named Santos from New York.
Yes.
The guy that
George Santos. George Santos. Yeah, George Santos.
Yeah. So if you remember, he was finally pushed out of Congress, but not thanks to the Republicans. They actually had a vote to keep him in office. And Fitzgerald voted to do it. Gallagher did it. Tiffany voted to keep him in. And Van Orden voted to keep him in. And the very idea that America would have a con artist as a congressman, somebody who was a known liar, who would, you couldn't rely on him to do a single thing because he was so insanely a con artist, and that they went out of their way, the Republicans went out of their way to make sure he was kept in there and put America at risk. And how many billions of dollars have been lost because Santos was kept in office? And, you know, to this day, the Republicans have still not put together a budget for America. And then they go running around claiming that America is going into deficit spending. Well, it's because the Republicans have not built a budget for America. And that's, you know, the Constitution says clearly that the purpose of the House of Representatives is to put together a budget and to help develop all of the different congressional districts of America. And they've gone out, the Republicans in this term have gone out of their way to make sure that that not only doesn't happen, but they've done it to make sure that Biden looks bad.
So David.
So
David, let me say this. The same Republicans you're talking about refuse to come back and to add additional dollars to FEMA to address this shortfall of the hurricanes that just occurred. Republicans refuse to come back to raise the funds necessary to help the American people. I was watching Mike Johnson, yesterday on Meet the Press, and he was asked, will the Republicans come back to make sure that the people who are struggling financially, that we can help them? His answer was no. So it doesn't surprise me. Go ahead, David, quickly.
Well, just to back up that aspect of it, if you noticed last week, Social Security is going to get a tiny cost of living increase, about 2%. Now, if you listen to Trump and the Republicans, they're claiming that inflation is so high that you can't, everything is doubling by the week. You know, so if the Republicans had any loyalty toward making sure that the senior citizens of America, who are predominantly the major voters in America, if they would vote for Republicans, they would go out of their way to make sure that that cost of living goes up to that inflation rate that they claim. But they're not going to reconvene Congress to make sure that there's a cost of living for Social Security.
Hey, David, you need to stop telling the truth so much. Thank you very much for the call, man. It's just unbelievable that what you just said is true. That's happening, and yet Republicans and the people who support them dismiss that totally. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I want to stop by saying I'm a 52-year-old black man, and I know that things in this country are not equal for us. Whether it comes to law enforcement, getting loans, buying properties, I know that. And I also know that some of this still falls back on us. We elect public officials in our communities that tell us they're going to help us do A, B, C, D, and E. And when they don't help us do this, we don't seem to push back on it. And I think that if we would start pushing back on it, letting them know, hey, you promised us that you're going to try to help get some things done. And if you don't, then we're going to vote you out and we're going to vote somebody else in. And I'm sure we will start seeing some change there. As far as a black man voting for Trump, I have two sons, I have a brother, I have a nephew. None of us will ever vote for Trump or the Republican Party. We know who Donald Trump is. He's told us who he is. He's done everything wrong except for say the N-word on national TV. And I believe if he loses this election, I believe that will come out. I don't care how many mug shots he got. I don't care how many pairs of tennis shoes he comes out with. As a black man, I know who Donald Trump is. And the sad part is that the Republicans in office don't push back on the negative things that he says. That's why I could never vote for a party that backs somebody like him. He never gives us his policies on anything. He talks about inflation. He's never said one thing about how he's going to address inflation. He never tells us anything except for that he's going to deport black and brown people.
So, Charles, quickly, I don't understand African-American males who say they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris. I didn't realize that it was such an alarming number until I saw Barack Obama last Friday address that. So I looked a little bit deeper and I found out that, yes, the number is kind of amazing. They're black males of my son's age demographic in their 40s, in their 30s. And so I said the exact same thing that you said. I don't understand that. They're going to vote for what? If they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris, who are they going to vote for? Donald Trump? Do they expect Donald Trump, who is a known racist, to do anything to help the black community? I don't understand that, you know, but that's the reality. Thank you very much for the call, Charles. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I'm kind of feeding in on what everybody else said because I don't understand how young black men, any black men, I don't even understand how a woman can support the criminal.
Right.
But for black people, do they not understand that Trump has done nothing for them? He's trying to eliminate voter protections for people of color. He also wants to eliminate unions. And you and I both know, Earl, as a union people, the only way most people of color get the fair shake of wages that anyone else does is by joining a union.
No question.
So I don't know how they can do this.
Well, you know, I'm going to have a guy on tomorrow, Reggie Jackson, who is going to be able to put this in a really great perspective. Make sure you listen in tomorrow. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
St. Clair Heating and Cooling in Green Bay salutes our troops. Our hearts, well wishes, and never-ending admiration go out to you, your families, and the veterans who served throughout history. Please be careful and come home soon. This from St. Clair Heating and Cooling on Alloway Avenue in Green Bay, serving the area 35 years. For info on their high-efficiency energy products and maintenance program, call 920-465-6863. Proud to salute the members of our military services.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. At 9:34, we'll be joined by Congressman Gregory Meeks out of New York, and he's going to be talking about the same issue that we're talking about now, Obama. Black men have excuses for not supporting Harris. Barack Obama is urging black men to step up their support for Kamala Harris, a sign that her campaign is worried about but is typically a reliable demographic for Democrats. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You spoke of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and more Republicans percentage-wise voted for it than Democrats. Then Cassandra, she's just got an angel's voice. She's such a wise
okay,
lady.
Okay, so what do you have to – what do you say?
Well, I say that you laughed at me the first time I said more black men are going to vote for President Trump because he believes in them. He's not
filling
the country with illegals that are taking the black men's jobs.
Hey, CJ, let me, you know, I'm going to cut you off there, man. I'm a black man. So, you know, when you tell me about black men and why they're supporting and looking and not to support Kamala Harris, most of the ones I talked to did not say they're supporting Donald Trump. Let's get that clear. You know, they did not say they're voting for Donald Trump. And as a black man, you know, I'm, you know, outraged for you to tell me that Donald Trump is doing more for black men than Kamala Harris. I'm a black man. I've been black for 70 years. So, you know, that's crap. Go ahead.
He did.
What did he do for me?
Do more
what did he do for me?
Community.
What did he do?
Did you ever hear of Opportunity Zones by Tim Scott? $50 billion.
Hey, CJ, yep. let me put that lie in perspective. Where is the that Opportunity Zone has not occurred in Milwaukee? That's a lie. I live in Milwaukee. There is no Opportunity Zone that came through. That's a lie.
That is not a lie. And that's why you have to get so upset and you have to cut me off, because you can't dispute the facts.
Those black men. Hey, CJ, tell me about where an Opportunity Zone is in Milwaukee. Tell me one.
They know that.
No. You're telling me. CJ, let's go back to the Opportunity Zone. You tell me where one is. You said it's true. Tell me where one is. I live in Milwaukee. Tell me where it is.
You know what? They had more opportunities because when President Trump was, when he was president, compared to Harris, they had more money.
Harris is not the president.
They had more
Harris is not the president.
Earl, just like your listeners, if you don't hear me calling, you're not picking up, Earl. I'm calling, you're not picking up. But when you do, you talk over me.
Because I'm not going to let you tell a lie on the air. I'm just sorry. You're lying. I asked you about the Opportunity Zone. You want to jump to something else. You're the person who said the Opportunity Zone is real. When I asked you to tell me where it is, you're going to jump to something else.
You know why? Because Milwaukee won't accept the Opportunity Zones. They won't accept it.
But other cities did,
okay. And they felt it.
So let me ask you. So since Milwaukee won't accept the Opportunity Zone, who in Milwaukee turned down the Opportunity Zone money? The mayor? I know the mayor. No, wait a minute, man. I know the mayor.
And the Democrats. City Council.
Wait a minute. That's not.
Live the two records, Earl.
Hey, CJ, you really, man, you just don't know what you're talking about. Thank you very much for the call. You don't know what you're talking about, you know, and that's why I cut you off. You don't know. You're saying anything. You can't corroborate it or back any of it up with truth. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning. You're right. CJ doesn't know anything. He doesn't understand there was a realignment in the Democratic Party in the late 50s, 60s that changed it so that, but it was Democrats who brought voting rights to black people, more voting rights to black people. Your topic is really fascinating. I'm really looking forward to what Reggie Jackson has to say. He's excellent. I know he'll have a lot of information. I just want to make sure and talk about young black men, definitely important, but young white men also have the same problem. And if it is sexism, you know, it needs to be dealt with across the board and however we can reach them. One thing about the young men, there's been a lot of work, and rightly so, to help young women get ahead because of sexism in our society. But if you look at the test scores and things from schools, young men are behind young women today, and that's something we all need to address. So I'm looking forward to what Kamala Harris has to say on the topic, along with the congressman you have and other people. And the other thing is, you mentioned President Obama speaking. I hope everybody gets a chance, if you haven't already, to Google it. Watch President Obama's speech in Detroit. Man, that was a fantastic, powerful speech. I think the most powerful thing in the campaign I've seen since the debate where Kamala
Jack. Well said, man. Well said. Thank you very much for the call. On the way back, we're going to be joined by Congressman Gregory Meeks. He's been the congressman in New York for 26 years. He'll be talking about the issue that we've been talking about for the last hour on the Earl Ingram Show of Motown Monday. Hang on.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Milwaukee is dead after getting shot at a youth flag football game Saturday afternoon. The man died after being rushed to the hospital. The person was arrested, but police let him go after they determined he was innocent. Milwaukee police say they're looking into how and why it happened. Meanwhile, city leaders are condemning the violence. Growing and harvesting wild rice is an old Native American tradition that's making a comeback in northern Wisconsin. But growers say they are noticing extreme weather events are making it a challenge.
You know, we're getting a major storm, rain storms, whatever, you know, right when the rice is ripe.
Joe Gravine is a member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Today is the final day to make public comments about the proposed rate hike for Wisconsin Public Service, or WPS. Tom Content is the president of Citizens Utility Board, the designated consumer advocate for energy consumers.
There are a lot of people in Northeast Wisconsin that are already struggling to make ends meet and struggling to pay their utility bills. How much is too much is kind of the question.
See our story online for a link to make your public comment. Spooky season is here, and there's some very real creepy crawlies that can find their way into your house. In the fall, box elders, stink bugs, paper wasps, even ladybugs all want in. As it starts to get colder, pests are drawn to the warmer areas and will make their way through windows, pipes, even the smallest of openings. And it's not only spiders you should be concerned about, but rodents that can fit into spots the size of a human finger. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor, but when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after two seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer-director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burrows, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee, and it's a cracklin' good, or should I say, cacklin' good watch. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower, even a thundershower possible here this afternoon. Our high today, 52. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, our low 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Will Ragland, Center for American Progress Action Fund's Vice President of Research. We're going to talk about Trump's failed record on manufacturing. Don't miss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
when you feel that you can make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurt and pain of losing a love can never regain.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as promised, I am joined by Congressman Gregory Meeks. He has been a congressman in New York's 5th Congressional District for over 26 years. And, sir, you and I are about the same age. I'm excited about having you on the air, and we're talking about Vice President Harris's opportunity agenda for black men.
Well, thank you, Brother Ingram, and thank you for all the work that you've done in communicating with people in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I know of your reputation. I've talked to my good friend Gwen Moore a number of times, and she says that you are the people that people speak to and depend upon and to deliver information. So I'm happy to be with you today.
Yes, sir. So there is an issue that I probably didn't think that was so concerning about African-American men, many of them a lot younger than you and I, who are considering not voting for Kamala Harris.
Well, let me just say this. And I think that, you know, while, you know, we do have some of those concerns, but I think it's important that folks know that black men support the vice president, both Kamala, in a very at much higher rate than any group in America besides black women.
Yes,
so
sir.
I don't want to be there. So that we should say that. Let's be clear about that. And so, therefore, I'd like to say thank you to all the black men that come out and that will vote and which is really important. And, you know, also, because I don't want black men to be, you know, in a position where they're being blamed for everything, because the gender gap on the Democratic support is not unique to black men. There's a gender gap of Chris that exists across all, you know, all races. There's a gender gap that, you know, affects Trump on the other side with women. And so that's important. And let me just say that the vice president is now outperforming, where the current president was with black men beforehand. So that support with black men, if you compare it to where Biden was just a few months ago, is increasing and not decreasing. So I think that's important. And I think that, you know, basically what we have is black men are asking some questions of which we have the answers to. You know, they want to be sure of what's going on. And so I think it's important. And I think it's important when we come to Wisconsin that we let, you know, black men and others and everybody to know that black wealth is actually up 60% before the pandemic. And that, you know, we've been working very hard in conjunction, you know, those of us in the Congressional Black Caucus, with black small businesses starting up. And they've been starting up at the fastest rate in 30 years. Black unemployment hit a historic low. Now, I know that that things are difficult, and I know that sometimes it seems as though government is slow and politics feel like it doesn't affect, you know, black men, etc. And sometimes it feels like we have to work twice as hard to get half as far. But we're doing it. And the vice president has an agenda, you know, and that's what the Harris Opportunity Agenda for Black Men is all about, of what she, not only what we have done, because I could have continued on that, but what we will be doing collectively together when folks come out to vote. So I just don't want to put the whole burden, black men are not voting. They vote more and will vote higher than any other group other than black men.
So I've been talking about, Vice President Harris and Walsh, opportunity agenda for black men. So I've been talking about that this morning. We're certainly going to be talking about it a lot more on tomorrow and in the days to come. But I will say to you, sir, again, you and I are the same age. And so black men who have voted overwhelmingly and black people for Democrats, you know, since our parents and even a little bit before that, our grandparents, because of the civil rights struggle, and blacks have always come out heavily and supported Democrats. But it's a new generation of black people. My sons are in their mid-40s, and so they're not us. And so they are looking at different struggles than you and I did. And so it is good to know that at least she's looking to address that. We do know on the other side of the coin what Donald Trump and the Republicans are offering is nothing.
That's absolutely right. And to your first point, and what I say too, because my daughters, I have daughters as young as 25 and as old as 40, like you, but I let them remember that under the Biden-Harris team, they forgave over $167 billion in student loan debt, and they're fighting for more. It's the Republicans and Donald Trump who are trying to stop that from happening. In fact, every time we find a way to do that, it is Donald Trump and the Republicans that try to take it to court to prevent that from happening. That, you know, when you talk about health care, which will affect young people and affect them now, even with, you know, for me and you, our kids, looking at us, you know, the fact that we got the Affordable Care Act, which is nearly a double black enrollment that's saving these families $800 a month of their premiums. This is happening today. And what we're doing for HBCUs and other programs, of which the Harris Opportunity Agenda for Black Men to give and to make sure that we're championing education and training and mentorships programs that help black men. That's all that we're talking about doing for that generation. That's not for our generation. That's for the younger generation. So that's what we really are focused on, because the future is theirs. And if you compare that to Donald Trump, you know, look, I'm from New York. I will never get out of my mind's eye of what he did to the Central Park Five. I was with Abdul Salam just this past weekend, and he was just telling me how this guy, if it was up to him, he wouldn't even be here because Donald Trump wanted him executed. And what I ask folks also, when you talk about Donald Trump, tell me one black man that he has helped in his business or anything else all the way through his career, other than the fact that, you know, when he started, he couldn't rent to black people. He did not rent to black people. And I can't give you one example of one black man that ever had any position of authority in his empire, not one. And we heard of what he said, of what he considers to be a black job. He said that out of his mouth. It's not the job that's going to create, an opportunity to own a business, to reduce the wealth gap, to make homes affordable, so that we can make sure that people can take care of their families. That's not his agenda. His agenda, in fact, is to have these tax cuts that only goes to the super rich, that will further take away dollars that would be that otherwise would go to be helpful to black men and black families, and that's important. For example, one of the main things that the Republicans are looking to do with Donald Trump, they want to strip the progress that we've made and make it harder to provide for care for our young families. That's what they did when they killed the child tax credit.
Right.
That really had lifted millions of children out of poverty. And that's for our 40-year-olds who have families themselves now. This is really important. So you just contrast and then just go to 2025 and look at what their program is by 2025 compared to Vice President Harris's opportunity agenda for black men. And you will see the vast differences. And I know this is a historical fact that I always also tell, black folk, black men in particular. You know, when I look at that 2025 agenda, it reminds me, and I try to get them back to some history to let them know of what took place during post-Reconstruction. Same kind of agenda was put forth. That was the compromise that was made so that people can be go back to Jim Crow. It became Jim Crow. And it took slavery to Jim Crow, which took over 100 years to overcome. So the comparison between the agenda for the future of Donald Trump and his allies as to where the vice president is and her program, there's just no comparison.
You know, Congressman Meeks, the other aspect of this is the total disrespect of Kamala Harris, a black woman, a very intelligent, well-educated black woman that he totally disrespects. And I don't know how any man, any black man especially, can say I'm going to support a man who says the things that he says about that black woman who could very well be somebody's mother, right?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, as black men, what we do and what we pride ourselves in is protecting and making sure that we're standing with our women. And that's tremendously important. We didn't allow someone, because here's a guy, you know, clearly he disrespects his own women.
Yes.
So you know what he will do with a black woman. So, I mean, it's clear and on the record. This is something that comes out of his mouth time and time again. So there is no question about that. He wants to take away freedoms that my wife and yours and my even my daughters right now have had, want to take away them, so my granddaughters would have less rights than they do, rolling back. So we're supposed to stand up and speak up and fight back against the kind of misogynistic conversation that Donald Trump has in regards to all women, but particularly against black women.
You know, Congressman Meeks, I know we got to let you go, but I do want to say I thank you from the depths of my heart for the fight that you've put up for the last, 26 years, and the fact that the fight goes on. And so this is what I tell young men. You can't dismiss the past. You can't live in the past, but you can't dismiss it. And to throw away the past, and a man like Donald Trump and other Republicans who want to throw away the past themselves, but clearly don't want to talk about the aspects of how far, you know, we have come. We've got a long way to go, but to for young black men to not think about where they are now and think about where their parents and grandparents were and know that there's people fighting to send them back during those days and times. And Donald Trump and the Republicans are at the forefront of that. And then to talk about, well, I'm not going to vote for Kamala Harris and the Democrats. They haven't done anything for me. They need more education from you and I.
Brother Ingram, you couldn't be more correct. Look, they want to go back to those times of Jim Crow. That's what they're talking about. We want to go back, make America great again.
Right.
What period of time are you talking about? When we didn't have voting rights, didn't have civil rights, make it great again? When we have overcome many of those things, the Jim Crow, that's exactly what they're saying. They don't want us to continue to make progress. They think that progress that we made is the wrong way to go, and let's go back. They're actually just saying that. And if you talk to Donald Trump and his supporters, many of his supporters, that's exactly what they're saying. Let's go back. And that's why you hear Vice President Harris talking about, we're not going back, we're going to go forward.
Congressman Meeks, it has been a privilege and an honor. Keep up the good work. Hopefully we'll be able to talk again soon.
Hopefully. Yes, sir. I'll try to catch up with you when we're in Milwaukee.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. That's Congressman Gregory Meeks of New York City. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to what unfortunately is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl. I just wanted to build an analogy a little bit on the topic of today where, you know, first of all, I mean, I think that there's a true delusion of any positivity coming out of anybody voting for Trump, including the people that follow him. And if you want to see all the black people at a Trump rally, just count the black people behind him.
Two or three, right?
That's it. Yeah. So, and the other thing is too, is that, yeah, you know, politics isn't perfect. And, you know, we got to vote for our better interests and the interests of our children and the future. And, you know, I just think that if I'm hanging on a mountain and I'm looking down and I don't want to slide backwards and there's two rocks I can grab and one is Kamala and one is Trump, the rock is going to be slippery on one side and I might be able to get a good grip on the other side. And CJ, you should be embarrassed in yourself calling up with these stupid talking points. But, you know, it's true. You know, black men have been pushed to the back and, you know, so you can understand the anger and the feeling, but you can't let it take over the fact of what needs to happen going forward and get involved with your local politics.
So Brendan,
remember to vote blue on your state
Brendan,
and local ticket.
Let me tell you what I tell those young black men when they try to tell me and explain to me, well, the Democrats haven't done anything. We haven't moved forward. I say to them, so you think Donald Trump somehow, and part of why the Democrats haven't been able to do some of the things that is needed is because when you don't control the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency, there's always people pushing against you. Joe Biden attempted to do some really aggressive things that would have certainly made a major difference. There's Republicans who prevented that from happening. Thank you very much for the call, Brendan. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Happy Motown Monday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that that first of all, I'm not a black man, so or an expert in the black community, and only have observations.
I know CJ is, though, but CJ is. But go ahead.
Sure, yeah, yeah. I was thinking they should put an opportunity zone in Stoughton. I've canvassed Milwaukee for years now during elections, and the vast majority of black men I encounter who aren't supporting the Democratic Party for whatever reason, really, honestly, most of them just can't vote for legal reasons.
Right.
The others either support another candidate or, quote unquote, aren't interested in politics. Very few aren't engaged, even among those that can't vote. And among the black men who can vote, and data supports this, to me, what I've experienced is they're more engaged and informed than most white men I canvass during a given election cycle, and that they're also more likely to communicate the importance of voting to their family and friends. I think that the elephant in the room here has nothing to do with Kamala Harris, the candidate, and everything to do with Kamala Harris, the woman. Misogyny knows no color, and these papers are going to be important to put out for the opportunity. I love the opportunity economy idea, but you can just ask Hillary Clinton how misogyny has an impact on this. And I've encountered a few that weren't comfortable voting for Vice President Harris, and I could only speak to them basically about how, you know, voting for someone else, not voting or certainly voting for Benedict Donald, will negatively impact the women in their lives. Hey, I think most of the apathy that we encounter. Yeah, I'm sorry, Earl.
Hey, Eric. I got to run, but you and I talk later on today. Thank you very much for the call. Charles from Milwaukee, you got the end of it. You say what?
Hey, Earl, thanks for taking my call again. Just this whole narrative that Donald Trump pushed and CJ always parrots it, it's that whole thing about black jobs. What do they consider black jobs? Because from what I understand, most immigrants that come here to live a better life are working, picking veggies and milking cows and that. So what they're saying is that we need to go back to the slavery days when black people worked in the fields all day and clean the master's home? Because I'm not sure what they mean when they say black jobs.
Well, it's condescending, number one. And Donald Trump, being the racist that he is, he clearly does not care. He it doesn't even dawn on him that when he made that statement, that it was derogatory and to black people. So anyway, tomorrow I'm going to be joined by Reggie Jackson and Sandy Williams, and we're going to go through some history about, you know, what happens during these presidential elections and whether or not they change anything for blacks in this nation, even though blacks vote overwhelmingly for Democrats. So we're going to have a conversation tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I can't believe the time is over. Up next, Greg Bach and Jane Madnair on Madnair On Air. Enjoy the rest of the day.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we'll welcome Ann Schaefer with the Oshkosh Parks Department. She'll fill us in on Zulaween Boo.
Then Tammy Elliott and Everson Lehman are in from Action 2 News this morning.
Join us.
Weekday mornings 6 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.